Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So the Sourdough Saloon in Dawson City in the Yukon has a very famous drink called the Sour Toe Cocktail. Yeah, it's a drink that's served with an actual mummified miner's toe bobbing in the middle of it. Apparently, the idea is if you order and finish the drink and then kiss the toe with your lips, you get your picture taken and posted on the saloon wall. Except now, someone has stolen the toe. The bartender said they have some spare miner's toes in the back, but they really want this one back. Police are investigating. Reminder, if you're headed to Dawson City this summer, don't go into this bar and order two fingers of whiskey. You won't be happy. A new vacation poll is out. It finds the number one thing Americans want to do on vacation is absolutely nothing. Three-fourths of us say all we want is to relax, rest up, and do nothing. But it's interesting because 90% of the people who are going on vacation this summer say you can't stay home and just do nothing. You actually have to do something, go somewhere, change of scenery, then do nothing. Vacation's the time I get everything done that I can't do any other time. Strangely, I find cleaning out the garage relaxing. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, Burger King has announced their new Lucky Charms shake. Soft serve ice cream shake with bits of ground up cereal mixed in. Then it's topped with whipped cream and sprinkled with Lucky Charms marshmallow bits. They're adding it to their premium shake lineup that already includes the Fruit Loops shake. Well, did you know today is apparently Take Your Pet to Work Day? But according to a new survey, there are a lot of people who don't need some made-up holiday to bring their dog or cat to work. Survey finds half of dog owners who work at pet-friendly places bring their dog in at least once a week, and 20% bring it in pretty much daily. 19% of cat owners also bring their cat in pretty much every day. No four-leggers around the station. Here are the best and worst states for summer road trips. According to PR Newswire and Wallet Hub, based on things like gas prices, accidents, and attractions and scenery, Oregon and Utah are the best. Connecticut and Rhode Island, the worst. Not sure where Michigan falls on that list, but it's not the top 10 or the bottom 10. That's good news. AAA is out with their top international summer destinations. They include Montego Bay, Jamaica, Rome, Italy, London, England, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, and number one, Cancun. I'd like to go back to any of them. Cop in Texas was dressed as Batman for a safety fair outside a Walmart on Sunday. And after he caught a shoplifter who'd stolen a DVD of the Lego Batman movie, the guy was cited for shoplifting. The cop is Damon Cole. He dresses up as superheroes to do community outreach to kids. He was at the Walmart safety fair on Sunday. A 10-year-old in Nova Scotia has been dealing with bullies. Xander Rose lives up in Nova Scotia. Says pretty much everyone at school picks on him except his brother and one buddy he has. But he's really into biking culture. The Harley kind. So his mom recently reached out to a group of bikers called Defenders of the Children. And yesterday, dozens of big burly dudes on bikes showed up to escort him to school as a show of force, so other kids know they've got his back. At least one report put the final count at about 200 bikers. They met up in a parking lot and all rode to his house together to pick him up, then showed up at school on the back of a Harley. Then he showed up at school on the back of a Harley in full biker gear, and a bunch of them walked him to the front door before he went in. That'll teach those kids to mess with Xander Rose. The premiere of the Mason Street Warehouse series opens tonight. Memphis, the musical. It's a Tony Award-winning musical bursting off stage, it says, with explosive dancing, roof-raising songs, thrilling tale of fame and forbidden love, during the birth of rock and roll. I'll be there pre-show tonight from 5 until 7, a cozy summer tour stop at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. Stop by and see me. Tickets are, by the way, still available at sc4a.org. Knucklehead news out of England, where a guy got sent home for wearing shorts to work on Monday because he violated the company dress code. So, instead, he came back in a dress. Apparently, his bosses completely understood his protest because they immediately sent out an email announcing that men could wear shorts to work. No, you really don't want to see a picture of this guy in a dress, but just in case you do, his name is Joey Barge. That'll do it for another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about, email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter, fax 637-2675. You can always drop the info off here at the station on M140 across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Catch up on past shows at WCSY.com and on iTunes, where you can become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great day.